Well, hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan here, and it's Tuesday, February the 21st, and this boo was brought about by listening to Paul O'Mahony's boo that I listened to a short while ago while I was out for a walk about pancakes, and another one of Paul's, I should say, O'Mahony blog. Paul's boos with his daughter, and today it was about pancakes, and I think he was trying to lead his daughter to the reason behind Pancake Tuesday, but she wasn't going there. She was adamant it was all about pancakes, and it was an excellent boo once again. Thoroughly entertaining stuff listening to Paul and his daughter. Yeah, absolutely great stuff to listen to, and the humour, albeit unintended probably, is absolutely great. But Paul didn't pursue the Pancake Tuesday part to the boo, so it kind of stirred me to make this boo. Pancake Tuesday is also known as Shrove Tuesday to basically the Western world Christians, not just Catholics. I'm Catholic, but even in the other Christian denominations, the Protestant and Anglican and many others, Shrove Tuesday is a very well known day, and it's the day before Ash Wednesday, which is the day that Lent begins. On Ash Wednesday, we start almost a vigil of some kind of diligence, or follow some kind of restriction in our life forms during the 40 days and 40 nights that our Lord Jesus spent in the desert. But I'll stay on Shrove Tuesday for today, because that basically is the topic. Shrove Tuesday was derived from the fact that on the penultimate day, or the day before Ash Wednesday, any rich food was consumed. In other words, you stuffed your face full of all the goodies, all the rich foods that you had left in your pantry or parlour, or in tucked away in hidden drawers wherever in your house, and you consume these on Shrove Tuesday, so that when in the morning of Ash Wednesday there would be nothing left of rich food, and you would go through Lent eating, not starving yourself, but eating basic foods, and hopefully, along with that, living a more spiritual life during the 40 days, so that by the time you come out at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, you are a more spiritual person. Shrove Tuesday has many names. I know that in South America, for example, the Spanish contingencies call it Mardi Gras. And I'm sure there's many, many other names, and maybe some of you out there might know these names. I'm not aware of any other names for it. Pancake, Shrove and Mardi Gras. And all big occasions. Unfortunately, in this country, for some reason or other, Shrove Tuesday has been given a back seat. And become, as Paul and his daughter discussed, basically pancakes. It's like Christmas that is no longer to do with Christ and Christmas, but giving presents and that. But I won't go into that, because that's another seriously deep topic that I might do towards the end of the year again. So I'll stick with Shrove Tuesday, and yes. So I've been out for another walk. I'm just heading back through the parks just now. And I've been eating what was left of a bag of treacle toffees. Sad. But I've been finishing off a bag of treacle toffee so that come tomorrow morning, I won't be tempted to eat any more sweets. I'm not a big sweet eater, but I like a toffee now and again. So, and I know that come tomorrow morning, my wife will be absolutely diligent on her own behalf for those 40 days and 40 nights regarding eating off chocolate biscuits, any cakes or any sweeties or crisps or drinking juice. And because she does so, she actually makes sure I don't do either, which is quite strange. She seems to have great self-control, but the self-control passes on to me. So anyway, back to Shrove Tuesday, yes. So consuming all the rich foods and the goodies, as it were, in preparation for Lent. And as I was saying, that Shrove Tuesday has literally been given a backseat in this country. It's one of those other... It's not a feast day, if you know what feast days are. It's not a feast day. But it was a pretty important day years ago and has been pushed further and further back and become Pancakes Day and Ash Wednesday tomorrow, where we receive ashes in remembrance of our Lord Jesus, to mark us basically, and to remind us with this marking that we are dust and into dust we shall return. This is not a religious boo by any means whatsoever. I'm just trying to cover the basic topics of Shrove Tuesday leading in to till tomorrow, which is Ash Wednesday, which leads for 40 days later to Easter Sunday. And I'll do a boo nearer the time regarding Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. But it is a shame that we in this modern secular world, that bit by bit we eat away at occasions that used to mean a lot of things in not just our church, the Catholic Church, but in all denominations of Christianity throughout the world, has been nibbled away, as I said, in the Western world in particular, and which is a shame. It is a real shame that we don't celebrate these more or as well as we did previously. So anyway, enough for today. Just a little insight to Shrove Tuesday. I know other people out there will know more about it than me. And if they do and they hear this boo, I would like to hear their version of what they think about Shrove Tuesday and leading into Ash Wednesday. And if possible, any other titles from... I know we have people on Audio Boo Land from all over the world. They may not all hear this, but if anyone does and they have any kind of insight into other titles or even other reasons behind Shrove Tuesday. I mean, as I said before, it kind of goes into Pancake Tuesday for us over here, but maybe in Eastern Europe or further afield, it's known as some other term, as well as Shrove Tuesday, maybe, I don't know, any other term along with that. So it could be a double barrel title. But it'd be very interesting to hear that. So anyway, enough for the day on Shrove Tuesday, and I might do a boo tomorrow about Ash Wednesday. I don't know. I am religious, but it's sometimes hard to put really great content into boos, and I think there are better people out there than me to do this, in particular Pilgrim Chris, who I'm sure will do something along the lines over the next period of time. So if you are celebrating Shrove Tuesday today and you are making pancakes, I would hope that you're thinking about along the lines of what it actually means. It's not the pancakes. It's absolutely nothing to do with pancakes. It just happens to be something that somebody plucked out and thought, well, pancakes with syrup and honey or whatever was extremely rich food. But why does everybody go and buy in pancakes or pancake mix and syrup or treacle or whatever else? Especially for Shrove Tuesday, when the idea is what you've already got in the pantry, is what you should be eating or clearing out. Get rid of it. If you're not fit to eat it, share it with friends or relatives or your neighbours, or give it away to charity or whatever you're going to do with it. But that's, if you're going to do it, don't go buying fresh stuff at the supermarket to, just to make pancakes. Give it all away. Share it. And at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be about. So, not a lecture, just an observation. And I kind of look forward to Lent, in a way, because I normally feel a bit cleansed by the end of the period. Giving up sweeties, I think I made that point a long while ago about New Year resolutions, etc. I think I kind of brought that in a boo that I didn't agree with, personally agree with it, although my wife does. I always think it's better to adopt something else than to give up sweeties, chocolates or juice. So I think that's enough for now. I've rambled on long enough today. And I still have today's February boot today to do today. So bye for now, folks.